Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
85.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Rolling Stones there. And I was reading a story on our radio station's website, bayou957.com. You know, our website is pretty cool. A couple of months ago, it got adjusted and updated, and there's a lot of entertaining stuff, informative stuff as well, on our website. So check it out when you get a chance. And one of the things I just read on there this morning, one story, has the seven richest rock stars in the world, ranked by how much they're worth. And the Rolling Stones have two of them. And they're actually, there's four rock stars that are tied for fourth place. Fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh richest rock stars in the world. And two of them are Rolling Stones. Singer Mick Jagger and guitarist Keith Richards are tied. They're worth $500 million each. Each of those guys is worth $500 million. You know, you would think Jagger would be worth a little bit more than Richards. Now, those two wrote the majority of the Rolling Stones songs together. And the songwriters, they always make the most money in every band. But with Keith Richards' party habits over the last, I know the last few years, he's pretty much stopped partying like he used to. I mean, he had to. I don't think he'd still be walking. But you would think with all the way that he liked to party and all of the money he spent on heroin and coke and booze and all kinds of stuff, you would think that that Mick Jagger would have a little bit more money than Keith Richards. Although, according to this list, the seven richest rock stars, they're each worth $500 million. Coming in at number six and number seven. And then also tied with those two guys being worth $500 million, a half a billion dollars, are Elton John and Bruce Springsteen. So those four guys are numbers four, five, six, and seven on the seven richest rock stars on the planet. Coming in at number three is Jimmy Buffett. He's worth $600 million. And it's something, Jimmy Buffett, if you go back and look at the last 15, 20 years, every time Jimmy Buffett tours, it's packed. Even though he doesn't put out a new album, his fans, the Parrotheads, they still show up at his shows, and he always packs them in. Plus, he's a really good businessman.
Yeah, I was seeing here a lot of his fortune comes from his restaurants, tequila, footwear, foods, beers, casinos, record labels. I didn't know he had it going on like that. The Margaritaville brand.
He makes most of his money, the majority of it at least, outside of the music industry, where the rest of these guys, they make the majority of their money inside because of the songs that they write and inside the record industry. Coming in at number two is Bono from U2. He's worth $700 million. There was a time for several years where U2 was the biggest rock band in the world. And then the richest rock star in the world. And he has a lot more money than all of those other ones I just mentioned. You know who it is, right? Think about it for 1 second. Out of all the rock stars who are alive, Paul McCartney. The Beatles. I mean, he made some of that money with his band after the Beatles, Wings. But Paul McCartney is worth $1.2 billion. So it's not even close. I mean, Paul McCartney is worth a half a billion more than the next richest rock star, Bono. He's worth what Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Elton John, and Bruce Springsteen are all worth. He's worth what they're worth more than number two rock star on the list for the richest rock stars on the planet.
Leaps and bounds.
Isn't that something? None of that is surprising. Like I said, we've got that list and a lot of other stuff on our website. BuyUnite5. I like our new website.
You know what's cool right now on our website? We have a lot of contests. I'm looking at the front page and there's a Father's Day gift contest we got going on. There's Eric Clapton tickets. There's the chance to win $1,000. We have a lot of stuff going on. It's gonna be a pretty busy summer.
Yeah, go check it out. Register to win some of that free stuff, including the Eric Clapton tickets. That's cool. And speaking of Eric Clapton tickets, we're going to be giving Eric Clapton tickets away on our show later this morning.
Yeah!
Tomorrow morning. Woo! And Friday morning. So if you want to go see Slow Hand, he's coming to the Smoothie King Center in September. Eric Clapton is playing Saturday night, September 18th. That's pretty cool. Saturday night in New Orleans. Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's older brother, he's opening up for Slow Hand. And by the way, tickets for that show go on sale in 2 mornings from now. Friday morning, June 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, but there's two ways to win them before that. We're giving them away on a show later today, tomorrow and Friday. And you can also go to the website and enter your email address for another chance to win the tickets online. So there's two ways to get them before the actual tickets go on sale.
Yeah, good luck. I hope you win a pair if you want to go from us. If you don't, they go on sale Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. You would have to think Clapton is, what, 74 now? 73, 74. I don't know how many more times Eric Clapton's going to be coming around New Orleans, and he's one of the greatest guitar players who ever lived. And to go see an icon like that on a Saturday night, that sounds like a fun night. And it's just so exciting to be talking about live concerts again after these last damn 15 months because of the virus. So hey, check out our website, BuyU957.com. This morning, got a lot of things we're going to get to, including a father was a complete ass. He was a total ass when he made his final child support payment to his daughter. But him being an ass led to a lot of people being really good. When something bad happens, that's one of the cool things about the internet. When something bad happens, when people read a bad news story or a sad news story, they can help. They can come out and help. And so when you see the bad of people sometimes, the really bad in people, it's great when you see the good in a lot of people. We'll tell you what happened there. We have a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. So we have seen when we're on the internet, we have seen the best in some people. We've done stories on the show before about how something bad happens to somebody, and it sucks. You're reading the news online and you see how something bad happens. And then after that, you see the goodness of a lot of people. I mean, we've done several stories on this show about something bad happening to somebody. And then people read it from all over the world. And then something like a GoFundMe is set up to help that person who something bad happened to. And in a lot of instances, people have gotten really rich. And I think that's really cool. When it sucks when something bad happens, but what's really cool about it is when you see the goodness in so many other people. Over the last few days, a story has gone viral, has gotten really big. And it was a story that came out of Virginia when a girl's father made his last child support payment by dumping 80,000 pennies in her yard. And I guess he was just trying to make a point. Hey, this is my last, she's 18 now, she just turned 18. That this is my last child support payment, so I'm gonna be an ass face, and I'm gonna dump that child support payment on her front lawn in pennies, and there were 80,000 of them.
Where does one find 80,000 pennies? I just go to the bank and say I want $800 in pennies.
Well. He got 80,000 pennies, Coleman. I don't know exactly. People use so little change these days. How many times, especially during the last 15 months during the pandemic, how many times have you gone into a store and there were signs by the cash register that said, we don't have change?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you wonder where he got 80,000 pennies, but he did it out of an act of spite. But his act of spite triggered a domino effect of kindness. According to 18-year-old Avery Sanford, she says her father pulled in front of our house, turned the trailer on, so it dumped out all the pennies. So he had to go get, he had to get a trailer to haul these 80,000 pennies. That was his final child support payment. 80,000 pennies dumped on the front lawn of his daughter and his ex. Lives there too. And once that story made some news, it then just took off. It went viral. And a lot of people around the world have donated. Donations have poured in from all over the globe. And those donations, Coleman, they went to a nonprofit organization in that town. And it's in Virginia. It's in Henrico County, Virginia. And that county, one of their nonprofits has reaped the benefit of people donating. I guess a GoFundMe was set up, and they just took that money and they put it into a nonprofit organization there. And they can thank not only the 18-year-old Avery Sanford, but her mother, Raven Sickle.
Ah, so people were donating to Raven and Avery, but instead of keeping the money, Avery and Raven gave the money to a nonprofit organization. They didn't keep any of the donations that they got for people that felt bad about their deadbeat dad story.
Right. Well, I guess technically he wasn't deadbeat because he did pay the money, even though it was in 80,000 pennies. But they took every penny that was donated to them because people felt bad for him after they saw the story.
Mm-hmm.
They took every penny that was donated to them and they donated it to Safe Harbor, a domestic abuse center. And it's an organization there in Henrico County, Virginia. And then someone who works for that nonprofit said, next thing we know, it's on the news. It's all over the place. The online donations just blew up. They've gotten over $47,000 worth of donations from local, national, international, even beyond England, she said. And the outpouring of kindness, it's something they've never seen. Isn't when you could take something that's negative and make it positive?
Yeah, I wonder how the dad feels now. You know, he tried to do something stupid because he was vengeful or spiteful or whatever he felt. So he goes out of his way to find 80,000 pennies from somewhere, decides to get a trailer and make a show of it and dumps it right in front of the ex's house. And then he flicks on the news one day and realizes, oh, because this dude was, as you said, an ass face, here's all these people around the world donating all of this money. I wonder if he looks back on it and says,
We did a story not that long ago on the show. Some guy was leaving his job. It was in one of the states near Louisiana.
Yeah.
Might have been Georgia. Some guy was leaving his job, and his boss wasn't happy, and he gave him his final paycheck in pennies, and he did the same thing, but he dumped them in his driveway. Yeah. We talked about that, and
that was a car salesman, I think. and he denied it or something like that.
Or he worked. He worked maybe as a mechanic at an auto dealership or something like that. But his boss, this was a few months ago, wasn't happy that he was leaving and did the same thing. He said, okay, here's your final paycheck, and he dumped a bunch of pennies. I don't know. It was right around 80,000. I don't know the exact number of pennies. I don't remember.
And then there was another story where a woman got mad at an employee, and everybody felt bad for that particular employee. So they started a crowdsourcing thing, a crowdfunding thing like this story. But what happened was when the woman found out that this employee, I guess it was a barista, benefited from the money, she wanted part of the money that was donated to the employee.
She was like,
I'm responsible for this whole thing. I'm the reason why you guys are giving money to this guy, this barista. Well, I deserve some of the money. She was actually trying to get some of the money donated to him.
I remember that one. That came out of a Starbucks in San Diego, California, where some woman thought she was going to be the one who was going to be looking good, and she video recorded an encounter with the person working behind the counter at the Starbucks. But she acted like a total buffoon, like a complete moron. But she thought when she was video recording it and then she was going to put it on her social media that she would be the one who looked good and that the Starbucks employee would look bad. But when people saw the video, it was the exact opposite. Everyone felt bad for the Starbucks employee. Somebody set up a GoFundMe. He made piles of money, and that money did not come in pennies.
Right.
That money came in paper.
But the stupid customer wanted a piece of it. Ricky says, let's not wait for something bad to happen and just do something good.
I like the way you think, Ricky. We always appreciate your texts to the show. Text us anytime. 504-260-9595. And if your texts are good, if we like them, we'll read them on the show. But I just think that's great how you see something that's negative. And, I bet you her father isn't the most popular guy in the area.
Probably not.
Right now.
Probably not.
And it's great when you see people react in such a cool, kind way when they see a story that kind of sucks.
But it makes you wonder, does the dad even care? He just couldn't wait to be free of the obligation of paying child support. Like, he probably saw the news and either said, oh, I feel bad and I will look crazy, or I don't care. As long as I'm free from them and I don't have any more obligations, they can make whatever money they want, donate to whoever. I just wanted to be free.
He's probably thinking all of those things. He probably couldn't wait till this child turned 18 years old so he could make his final child support payment. And in this case, in 80,000 pennies. Coming up on the show, one of the best American Olympic female distance runners will not be competing in the Tokyo Olympics coming up because she was just booted from the Olympics because she tested positive for steroids. She's saying where the steroids came from. I don't know how many people believe her. Stay tuned for that. We've got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. We just told you the story about how a father made his final child support payment to his 18-year-old daughter by dumping 80,000 pennies onto her front yard. It's where he lives with her mother, his ex. And it just didn't look good. And when that story went viral, it showed the kindness of people because a lot of money was donated. So somebody set up a GoFundMe and people felt bad for them. And the mother and the daughter ended up taking that over $47,000 and they donated it to a local nonprofit organization. And so it was really cool to see something positive come out of something negative. But Coleman, somebody texted us and said, hey, we don't know the father, so we don't know the hell he went through, so we shouldn't be judging him.
Quest says, if you've never dealt with child support in that whole situation, you should never comment on what the father was thinking or going through. As when I said, well, we try to put ourselves in people's situations, and we're allowed to wonder what people are thinking, not, you know, saying right or wrong.
Well, no, I use the term the father was an ass face because, look, it's his child. You got to take care of that child until that child's 18 years old. And he did make the final payment, although he made it in pennies. But I don't care what he went through. The optics of that did not look good. He just looked like a complete buffoon. And I know there are some guys that have had rough divorces and tough child support payments, but you have a kid. That's your responsibility. You need to do that.
And this other text says, it seems like they have a problem with his wife and is taking it out on his daughter. That's how it looks. And he may not have a problem with
his daughter.
That
could very well be.
But it does look bad in his child support payments. Even if you have spite against your ex, your daughter is still involved in the whole situation. She might feel some type of way about that, but yeah.
Well, we appreciate the text, but my God, the guy looks like a complete jackass. Speaking of fathers, we're just a few days away from Father's Day. Sunday is Father's Day. And did you know on this day, today, in 1972, President Nixon signed a law making Father's Day a national holiday? Even though Father's Day is always on a Sunday, it's a national holiday. I don't think they could have Father's Day rotate days during the week with have so many fathers taking the day off. But Sunday, it's a national holiday, Father's Day, because today in 1972, Richard Nixon signed a law making it so. And two decades later, President Bill Clinton coined the phrase, "Who's your daddy?" Presidential history there.
Well, guess what, John? If y'all having trouble looking for a Father's Day gift right now at buyyou957.com, you have a chance to win a Father's Day giveaway from Oakland Heart.
Yeah, good luck. Go win something. Go get some freebies from Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin here. Tom Petty there. I saw a great meme. We put it on the Bayou Facebook page about a week ago. And it had a picture of Tom Petty. And it said, you know, if you're sad about anything, including Tom Petty dying not that long ago, just think, the earth is 4.54 billion years old. And you were on it at the same time as Tom Petty. I thought that was pretty cool. I just saw this story, and I couldn't believe someone would do something like this. But it was on video camera, and the video's gone all over the place, and this guy's going to get caught. There's a seafood place on La Palco Boulevard on the West Bank. It's called La Fort's. Coleman, you like LaForts, right?
I love LaForts. I love them.
And you say you like them for not their seafood, not what's in their business name.
But they have great seafood, but I mostly go there for the sausages that they have. They have different types of sausages, a Polish, D&D sausage, Italian sausage. They sell them in little aluminum foil wraps. Mm. It's a bitch to open, but it's worth it once you open it. But I love that place.
Well, that restaurant, La Fort's Seafood, has made news over the last day or so because of the video where someone is standing at the front counter, and when the worker at La Fort's goes around the corner, I guess, to go get the guy's food, the guy stole the tip jar. He picked up the tip jar and he puts it underneath his shirt. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, how broke do you have to be for that thought to even go into your head that I'm gonna steal other people's tips? And there's a few dollars in there, but the actual tip jar might be worth more money than was actually inside of it. But the owners of LaForte's Seafood say a man caught on camera stealing their employee's tip jar should be held accountable.
Yes.
They filed a report with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. And this guy, besides being a thief, he's an idiot because there are cameras everywhere now. And now you see exactly what he looks like. You see the shirt he was wearing, the hat he was wearing. And his face is as clear as day. And he just went into LaForte's. This happened on Monday. And he decided to steal the tip jar. He didn't just reach his hand in the jar and steal the bills, the dollar bills that were in there and put them in his pocket. He took the whole jar and he stuck the jar underneath his shirt.
And his car was in the shot because he parked his car right where the camera angle can see him. So not only do they have him, they have the car that he pulled in on. So, yeah, somebody knows who this guy is. And the thing is, every time a place that I frequent, like LaForte's or any bar that I go to, when a crime happens to them, I can't help but to take it personally. Like, when I saw the video of him stealing the tip jar, which I put money in a few times, because every time I go there, you know me, Johnny, I tip everywhere I go. It felt like he stole from me personally. Even though I don't work for LaForte's, the fact that I frequent there and I go there and I love their food, I love their products, and I go there as much as possible, it felt like he stole from me. So now I hope the police finds this guy before I do, because I took it personally.
Well, slow down here, Coleman.
If
this guy's willing to steal a tip jar off the counter of a restaurant and put it under his shirt, don't be confronting him. I mean, the guy would probably shoot you in the face. The man who owns LaForte's Seafood, Brandon LaForte, says that his employees, his crew, works really hard in the heat to serve up some awesome crawfish every day. They show up, they work, and get the job done. That's what he put on Facebook.
I don't know. It's this feeling that every time somebody hits a local business, it not only affects the business, it affects the community that support their business, and it's heartbreaking when I see something like this happen to a place that I like.
You know? And you see the employee step around the corner, and then this punk positions his body to block the view of the tip jar. So he knew exactly where she walked, and so he got his body in there to block any view. And then he takes the whole tip jar and he puts it under his shirt. And Brandon LaForte said, while it wasn't much, and I'm going to certainly replace it, he needs to be held accountable. Absolutely. Yeah. And Brandon LaForte says he's offering a $500 reward for information that leads to his arrest. So, I mean, people, this video is going around the area locally. I'm sure there's more than one person that knows who that guy is. And now they could be making $500.
Yep. And the thing is, I wonder if he even left with the food, because the way he had the video stopped before they see him walk away. So it makes me wonder if he had the tip jar, did he leave before he got the food that he ordered, or did he try to hold the seafood and hold the tip jar at the same time?
Yeah. How do you walk out with that underneath your shirt? And maybe he didn't get that big of an order.
Yeah, but I hope they find this guy.
Coming up on the show, we've got the Big O coming up next. That's a story that gets me going, gets me a bit crazy. Also, we're giving away Eric Clapton tickets on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And since it's a little bit after 7, it's time where we do our new segment, The Big O. This is where I tell you about something that makes me crazy. And it's not always serious. I know yesterday and Monday's Big O's were serious, and a lot of times they are. But sometimes it's something stupid, and I'll it gets me thinking, and I'm like, huh? There was one we did last week, Coleman, where I was pretty amazed that the news network that I don't watch, CNN, brought back their legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, and they interviewed him, and they're going to have him working for them again after he whipped it out on a Zoom meeting with the place, another place that he worked, the New Yorker, a publication. You remember that story. We talked about it, and there were women watching that, and he said he didn't realize that his camera was still on, but he just whipped it out, and he pleasured himself. He lost that job at the New Yorker, but CNN just suspended him. And last week they brought him back, and they're interviewing him. And I said, how could they possibly bring him back? I mean, who's going to watch that guy? And the first thing that pops into their head is him whipping it out. So, I mean, the Big O isn't always serious. And today's one of those days where it's not serious. Every day I read the news, I look at several sites because I want to see what's going on. Interesting things to talk about on the show. And so many days I would see Chrissy Teigen news about her. Before recently, it was always, well, Chrissy Teigen is really popular on Twitter. She's got a lot of followers, and this is what Chrissy Teigen thinks about the weather. Or this is what Chrissy Teigen thinks about this holiday. Or this is what Chrissy Teigen thinks about children. And I used to think to myself, why do I have to read about this person? She's married to a very talented musician, John Legend. But why is she always in my newsfeed? And then more recently, she was appearing in my newsfeed for a different reason. It started with one person, and now others have come out saying that Chrissy Teigen bullied them online. Matter of fact, told one woman to go kill herself. And then she started taking a lot of heat for that. And then she vanished. She disappeared from Twitter. And it was cool. I'm able to check the news every day and not see any stupid story about Chrissy Teigen, the former model. Well, she's making a headline again because she came back to Twitter. And now there are several people who have said Chrissy Teigen has bullied them. And yesterday, she's all over my newsfeed because of an apology. She said, I can't apologize enough. I used to be a troll, an online troll. But I've changed. I'm a different person. I'm not asking for forgiveness. But I'm just asking you to give me a chance to show you that I'm a good person. And Coleman, when we mentioned her on this show before, after this story first broke, I said she has to be an awful, rotten human being to be able to tell someone she never met, all she did was read about, to go kill themselves. And now there are more people coming out saying she did the same thing to me. She did the same thing to me. Some people famous, others not. And now it's like more and more people. And I said to you, and we talked about this before, I said anybody who could tell someone to go kill themselves that they don't even know, that they never met, they just read about in the news, they have to be an awful, horrible human being. Yes, because if that's inside you, because most people couldn't do that. I know I couldn't do that. I know I could never tell someone to go kill themselves. Especially if I don't know them. Oh, I read something about, okay, I don't like a news story I read about someone. Is that going to make me go to their Twitter page and send them a DM and say, hey, go kill yourself? I don't have that in me. In fact, I don't have that in me to tell people who have done me wrong to go kill themselves. It's everybody's right to be themselves. And if they're jerks, whatever the case may be. But for a woman to have that inside them, that is as ugly as someone can be. That is just a horrendous, horrible human being. And I was clear of Chrissy Teigen news stories on my news feed for a while, but then she came back yesterday apologizing. I got to be honest with you. I never want to see or hear from her again. I think our country, I think our world, our planet, and I think the internet would be a better place if Chrissy Teigen was not so visible. I honestly think my life would be better if I never hear or see from Chrissy Teigen again. And so now she's saying, I'm sorry, I used to be a troll. Look, if that's inside you, that never goes away. I don't care. Look, you could say you changed your life. I've got all these social media followers. By the way, she's been, I guess she was an influencer because she had so many followers. I guess she's been dropped by a bunch of businesses who were carrying things. I think a couple of her books, I think she had a cookbook. I know Amazon and other places removed it. Because you can't have that kind of hatred being associated with you. So I just hope that I never have to. And again, I know she was a model, and I did say once before, I never even thought she was that attractive. And when she said yesterday she's a troll, I think if you look at just a picture of her face, I think that's what a troll would look like.
John, are you trying to cancel Chrissy Teigen?
I am no fan of the cancel culture, Coleman. And she can do whatever she wants, but her trying to tell people she's changed, she's a different person, she's not that same person, I don't buy any of that. And I also read somewhere where her husband, John Legend, is thinking about leaving her. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, I don't care how good looking somebody is. I could not be with a woman who has that much hate and is that disgusting of a human being inside. Someone who could do that. And she could say a million times, I've changed. No, if that's in you, it's always in you. That's how she is.
John, yesterday we were talking about, should teenagers' Facebook posts be deleted after a certain time because of something that happened a decade ago or something that happened in their past? You wouldn't give Chrissy Teigen that same consideration, like, hey, it was 10 years ago. Maybe she was in a different place at that time.
She was over 21 years old when she was doing this. So she was an adult when she was telling people to go kill themselves and being a troll to other people. And now all of a sudden she's turned her life around and she's this great person on social media. No. So I just think this world would be a better place if Chrissy Teigen's posts and her online life was not in my damn newsfeed every day. I know it would be a better place for me because I'm tired of reading about this crap. Anyways, that's today's Big O. Hey, coming up on the show, we got Eric Clapton tickets we're giving away soon. Stick around, try to win some slow hand tickets, and we got a lot more we got to get to.
Also, you have a chance to win $1,000 coming up. Just listen for the cash keyword and text it to the appropriate number, 72881.
Yeah, that's happening like now. Good luck winning that $1,000. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know who was born on this day? Way back in 1829, Apache warrior Geronimo was born. You know, good thing he was born and made a name for himself, because what would people yell when they jump out of airplanes if he didn't? On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the Olympics are coming up, and America's best female long distance runner, the woman who holds the American records for the 1500 meter run and the 5,000 meter run, just got not only kicked off the Olympic team, she's been banned from the Olympics for 4 years.
Oh.
Her name is Shelby Houlihan. And again, she's the best long distance runner in our country. And next week, or later this week, the Olympic track trials are going to happen. We're getting our Olympic team together. The Olympics are going to be in Tokyo, Japan. But the reason why she got kicked off the team and banned for 4 years is because she just tested positive for a banned steroid. Now, she says the reason why she tested positive for the banned steroid, and by the way, the banned steroid is called Nandrolone. She went on her social media, she was crying, and she said, I didn't do that. She said, I ate a burrito and it had pork in it. And then I took the steroid test right after that. And that's why I tested positive for steroids. That reminds me of the old episode of Seinfeld where Elaine tested positive for opium and she couldn't go on a trip with her boss, Jay Peterman. And she said, I don't do opium. And then she said, oh, wait a minute. I eat bagels. And the type of bagel I eat, the poppy seeds, have opium in them. And then she said, I need to take a new test. This reminds me of that. America's best long-distance runner tests positive for the steroid nandrolone. And she says, I don't do that. I've never taken that. I took the test right after I ate a burrito that had pork in it. Coleman, you and I not that long ago went for burritos at Juan's Flying Burrito.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the next day, did you feel stronger? Did you feel like you could run faster? I did. Did you feel like you could jump higher?
I felt like I could make burritos at home. I did get a boost of confidence. Here's my thing, though. When you think about the diet of Olympians, when you see their bodies, when you see what they're capable of, you know, when you see the track and field and the decathletes and all these people, and you think about what do they eat to make themselves so Olympian, so Greek godlike, you don't think burritos is on their menu, do you? That's the one thing about it that kind of had me like, wait, you can be an Olympian and eat burritos?
She lives in Beaverton, Oregon, and evidently there's a really good burrito food truck not far from her where she either lives or works out. And she grabbed one of those. So she says, quote, when I got the email telling me that I tested positive for steroids and I was banned for 4 years from the Olympics, the Olympic American team, she said, I had to read it over about 10 times and Google what it was that I had just tested positive for. I had never even heard of nandrolone.
Neither have I.
I have since learned that it has long been understood by the World Anti-Doping Agency that eating pork can lead to a false positive for nandrolone, since certain types of pigs produce it naturally in high amounts. Pig organ meat has the highest levels of nandrolone. If you're listening right now, do you believe her? I mean, it's hard to believe such an accomplished Olympic athlete. She's the best distance runner in the United States of America. It's hard to believe she would take steroids. And she just told you she had to Google what she just tested positive for because she never even heard of it. Do you believe her?
I believe it's entirely possible. That also believes I must be filled with whatever steroid that is because I eat a lot of bacon. I love bacon.
Yeah, I love sausage. And I love bacon.
So if that's the case, yeah, if I tested right now, I'd probably have a good amount of deaths. Neanderthal, what's it called again?
It's called nandrolone.
Yeah, that stuff. I have that stuff coursing in me if that's the case. If it comes from pig organs.
You know, when I see a lot of people get caught cheating, you know, most times I'm like, hey, they got caught. I'm not so sure here. Someone who, again, she's the best distance runner in the United States. She holds the American records for the 1,500 meter run and the 5,000 meter run.
What the naysayers would say is because of the steroids.
But don't you think she was tested after she broke those records? Don't you think she was tested before? Why all of a sudden now, not long before the Olympics, is she testing positive for this? If you're listening, do you think she's totally lying? I don't. There might be something here. And could you imagine costing yourself a shot of it because you ate a burrito with pork in it?
Stay away from those unclean cloven animals.
Do you believe her or not? Text us, 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Why hasn't she tested positive in the past? She just started taking it now? And do you believe she could test positive for that? From eating a burrito with pork in it, with pig in it, like Elaine Benes from Seinfeld tested positive for opioids, after she ate that bagel with the poppy seeds. Your texts coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Also coming up next, we're giving away Eric Clapton tickets. Stick around. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about a wild story. The United States' best long-distance female runner just got kicked off the Olympic team. The Olympics are coming up. And she was just banned for 4 years because she tested positive for a steroid called nandrolone. Her name is Shelby Houlihan, and she holds the American records for the 1,500-meter run and the 5,000-meter run. When she got the call about this, she said she had to Google nandrolone, because she never even heard of it, let alone took it. She says that she took the test not long after she ate a burrito from a burrito truck in Oregon. She said the burrito had pork in it. And she's done some research that the pork has nandrolone in it. Now, when I first saw this story, I mean, the first thing that goes through your mind is she must be lying, right? But then I started thinking about it. She's never tested positive for steroids before. I mean, they tested her after she broke the American record for the 1,500-meter run, the 5,000-meter run. She never tested positive for steroids before. And she never even heard of this thing. So I started thinking about this, and I started thinking she could be telling the truth. Coleman and I went for burritos not that long ago. I turned him on to that. He had never had a burrito until I took him. We went to Juan's Flying Burrito one day. And then I remember after we had burritos that day, yeah, I felt great. I felt like I could run faster. I felt like I could jump higher. I felt like I was stronger. I also felt like I had to go to the bathroom.
Did you have pork in your burrito? I had bacon in mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I don't know if this excuse will work, but it could be valid, couldn't it? Or do you think she's just a flat-out liar, a cheater, and she's lying to us? Again, she never had any issues with this before right now, as we're getting ready for the Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. I asked you to text us 260-9595. Do you believe her, or do you think this is possible? I mean, if this is possible, Coleman, Millions of Americans would be filled with steroids.
Oh, well, that's what Stephen and the Yoon says. Stephen and Picayune says, I call BS. Nandrolin, as he says, is called DECA, one of the safest steroids. And if it's true with pork, the South would be full of beach bodies and not fat bodies.
Well, I don't know about that, Picayune texter, because I think the reason why there's not as many beach bodies as big bodies is people eat too much of the stuff.
This text says, it's easy to figure out. Just test her again and test the pork. I don't believe she knew. Every Olympian gets drug tested. I doubt she is that stupid to intentionally take a steroid weeks before the Olympic trials.
That's what I mean.
Chase Doodoo Fart says, I don't believe she did because you get tested every time you break a record. And she's never tested positive before every time she broke a record. Ray Marrero says, they give the pigs steroids to make them bigger, and then she ate the pork. He must have was fresh, talking about the pig that she ate.
So I wonder if there's a difference if the pork you eat, the fresher it is, the better chance you'd have of testing positive for the steroid nandrolone.
I would have to get tested after I eat a burrito. This text says, lying. D1 athletes use steroids. Olympic testing is far more strenuous than college testing. Huh. So maybe she broke all those records in college. And this text says, why do they test someone like this only once? Meaning she never tested positive before. So maybe we should check that again.
I remember when I was a kid watching the Olympics, the Czechoslovakian Olympic team, and the women were huge. They had bigger muscles than some of the men, and some of them had beards. And I used to ask my father, I'm like, Dad, those are women? He said, well, yeah, they get them ready for the Olympics that way.
Frankie Lacombe says, I believe her. I've had a false positive because of a poppy seed muffin when I was on probation.
That's the old Seinfeld, the old Elaine Bennis, how she couldn't go on a trip with her boss, Jay Peterman, because she tested positive for opium. I never took opium, but then she realized she ate bagels with the seeds opium in the bagel seeds.
LA2 says that Elaine episode was based on a true story. An executive tested positive for poppy seed bagels every day. He fought it, and he won the case in the 80s or 90s.
Wow. Imagine that, winning a legal court case because you farted.
Ricky says, I've never turned into Arnold Schwarzenegger by eating pork chops. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, maybe the problem there is that people eat too much of it. And if they only had not that much of it, maybe they would be able to run faster and jump higher and be stronger, lift more. Yeah, I remember that day, Coleman, after we had those burritos. Not only did I want to do all of that stuff and go to the bathroom, I felt like climbing things. And I've never climbed anything in my life. I felt like sculpting.
That's the difference.
I felt so good after coming out of Juan's Flying Burrito. I felt so good that I wanted to fly.
That's the difference between you and I. You and I, we went out to eat multiple times, dozens of times, probably hundreds of times. And every time we finish eating, you have energy and you want to go do stuff. And I just catch the itis and I want to go to sleep. It happens every time. I don't know how it happens. We eat around the same amount of food, but afterwards you're up, you're giddy, you're about, and I'm like, oh, I just want to lay down. And
yeah, you always do want to go crash out after we eat.
Yep.
Sometimes you fall asleep at the table right after you're done.
The Jaeger. That has nothing to do with the
food. Oh, is that what that is?
Dude, we have a lot to give away. You know, not only do you have a chance to win $1,000 because we're making it rain on Bayou coming up, we're giving away tickets, aren't we?
I've got a pair of tickets to go see Eric Clapton Saturday night, September 18th, at the Smoothie King Center. Jimmy Vaughn is opening up. And if you want to go, be caller number 9 right now at 504-260-9595. Tickets for this show go on sale 2 mornings from now, Friday morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. And we've got tickets today, tomorrow, and Friday on our show. And we're also giving them away on our website at Bayou957.com. But if you want to win a pair of Clapton tickets right now, slow hand. Coming to New Orleans. Be caller number 9 right now. 504 260-9595. Good luck. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Congratulations to Sheldon from Slidell. He was caller number 9, and he just scored a pair of Eric Clapton tickets for his show here at the Smoothie King Center Saturday night, September 18th. If you didn't win, we're giving them away again tomorrow morning on the show and on Friday morning on our show. And also, we're giving them away on our website, bayou957.com. When you get a second, stop by there and put your name in there, and you could win tickets to go see the legendary Slow Hand.
Yeah, congratulations to the 9th caller. But how nice was the 8th caller, man? She was so sweet.
Yeah, usually when you're the 8th caller, people swear.
Yeah, like last time when we gave away those Three Doors Down tickets, number 8 was like, arr, 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 arr.
No, but she was so nice. She said, hey, I love the show. I've been listening for a while. And thank you so much. I'm sorry you didn't win. Hopefully you'll win tomorrow. But like I said, you can go to our website and put your name in. You'll see it right there. Win Eric Clapton tickets on our website at bayou957.com. Quickly, I wanted to mention this. I couldn't believe this story when I saw it. COVID-19 healthcare worker used dead patient's bank card to buy snacks from the vending machine. This happened in the hospital 17 minutes after the 83-year-old woman died. It happened in Birmingham, England. And this poor 83-year-old woman dies of coronavirus in the hospital. And 17 minutes later, one of the nurses, one of the healthcare workers, her name is Aisha Basharat. She admitted to it, and they got her on video. 17 minutes after this poor old woman died, this nurse, I guess her bank card was right there. I'm hungry. The vending machines are right behind me. She's not going to need this bank card anymore. She's 83 and she's dead. I'll use it. And she was hungry.
What do you suppose a nurse that steals dead people's credit cards gets out the vending machine? Lay's? Skittles?
I'm looking at this picture. I don't see exactly what she's looking at.
A honey bun?
Would you think she would want a bag of chips or maybe a chocolate bar?
I don't know. Maybe some wafer chips or maybe some wafer cookies.
How about that? Maybe she got a Kit Kat. She's kind of a cat burglar.
Yeah. What are you in the mood for after one of your patients died?
Well, she admitted to it, pleaded guilty to it, and even though she's one of the heroes, the healthcare workers, 17 minutes after an 83-year-old woman died in her hospital, there was the bank card right there. There's the vending machine over there. What the hell? She's not going to need it anymore. Hey, coming up next, got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this time, it's not just a Florida man. It's the woman he does sex with as well. Usually, women are supposed to stop their men from doing stupid things and getting in trouble. Usually, they're not by their sides when they're doing it. Wait till you hear this story coming up next. Wait till you hear what these two did. It's just the dumbest thing I read all morning. Next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Couple tried to run over a police officer. It's canine. Police dog then broke into the mayor's house.
Say what?
This happened in Haines City, Florida.
Florida's unstoppable.
But even in Florida, you know, we have plenty of Florida man stories, Coleman. But usually, like I mentioned, we came on before. Usually, When a man does something stupid, the woman in his life, whether it's his wife or his girlfriend, usually tries to stop him. Or in this case, she's with him doing this.
Yeah, because here's what you're failing to realize. Florida,
That says it all.
Yeah.
A couple is now facing numerous charges after Haines City, Florida police say they hit a patrol vehicle, nearly ran over a police canine, and broke into the mayor's home. Haines City, Florida police officer William Tucker was patrolling around 2 a.m. Monday, a couple days ago, when he spotted a car parked at a construction site. When the driver of that car, 31-year-old Matthew Sweet.
You idiot.
Wait a minute. Matthew Sweet, wasn't he a singer that, he had that great song, I'm sick of myself when I look at you, something so beautiful and true. This is a different Matthew Sweet, because that Matthew Sweet is older. Anyways, 31-year-old Matthew Sweet, he noticed the police officer, and so he just started driving his vehicle and rammed it into Officer Tucker's patrol vehicle. Then another officer, canine officer Joseph Elam, spotted Sweet's vehicle, and he pursued it until Sweet's vehicle ran into a ditch and stopped. After hearing the vehicle's door open, the canine officer deployed his canine partner, Cash, while trying to issue commands to Matthew Sweet and the woman who was in the car with him. And according to the police report, which I have right here, Sweet then put his vehicle in reverse and tried to hit canine officer Elam and his canine partner, Cash.
In this entire time, the woman in the vehicle did not try to escape or leave. She stayed there by the guy's side during all of this, during the time he hit the police car, during the time he hit the ditch, during the time the dog was set loose on him, during the time the driver's Sweet put it in reverse. The woman sat there in the driver's seat the entire time. Didn't think it was a bad idea or a good idea to leave.
Yeah. So he's pulling out of the ditch and he's driving right towards the canine cop and his canine partner, Cash. The canine cop, Officer Joseph Elam, managed to pull the dog out of the way and he carried Cash in his arms while running away from the vehicle. Police say afterward, Sweet then rammed Officer Elam's vehicle and sped away before crashing down the street. Sweet and his female partner, accomplice, whatever you want to call her, 32-year-old Kayla Elig,
you idiot,
ran away from the crash shortly before the vehicle caught on fire. Oh, great. Now their vehicle's on fire. Police searched for the pair. Eventually, they found the pair breaking into the home of the mayor of Haines City, Florida, the town where this just happened. The mayor, Morris West.
So the couple is running as a team and they're not leaving each other. At some point, they could have forked and made it difficult for the police and split up and with their separates. But no, they stuck together throughout all this.
Yeah, and
this is a dedicated, committed couple.
And they're running away from the cops on foot. They need to get into somebody's house. And instead of the woman, like, in my opinion, most women would do with their men, what the hell are we doing? What are you doing? I'm stopping here. No. She was with him. Yeah, let's break into this house. And whose house was it? The mayor of the town, the city that they just had the car crash in. Haines City, Florida, Mayor Morris West. The two climbed the fence and cut a hole into the screened porch. The cops arrived, And the canine cop, along with his canine partner, Cash, also arrived at the scene. They first try to get Sweat and his woman to surrender peacefully.
Sweet, yeah.
Sweet. Or Sweat. You pronounce it one of the ways. But he continued to reach for a concealed knife in his front waistband, and he was ignoring an officer's instructions. However, then the canine cop sent his canine partner right at the crook, and he bit him on the leg. And then that's when officers were able to take him into custody.
You know, I'm surprised that canine officers are allowed to work the graveyard shift, you know, 2 a.m, because dogs aren't naturally nocturnal animals. So I think this dog deserves a raise or a promotion, being that it's going against his natural instinct in working the graveyard shift at two in the morning.
At least extra dog biscuits.
Something, yeah. Because the grave shift, the night shift could be grueling.
And then when they searched this guy, this crook, they found him with prescription pills that were not prescribed to him. And the car they were driving was not registered to either him or the woman who was with him. And he has a laundry list of charges he is now facing. So the couple who tried to run over the Haines City, Florida canine dog and the cop crashed into a cop car and then broke into the mayor's house at 2 a.m. to try to escape. These are the dumbest people that I've seen in a while. That's the dumbest thing I've read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.